All right. TJ is in. Free agency is happening. David, a roundup, if you would, of everything that has taken place. We see how TJ weighs in on it, see how different his opinions are from mine. Go ahead. A little ultra-aggressive music for you there, too.
So let me start small. I think this is the best team in the AFC.
6 more inches.
Tyrann Mathieu signed with KC, 3 years, $42 million. You're great for that, for KC.
I like it. I give it an A. I think clearly Kansas City needed a lot of defensive back help after, you know, the way they were getting torched quite a bit last year. I think they need a lot of help. I think Tyrann Mathieu is a guy you can line up all over the field. His versatility is just so impressive. He's a good rusher. He's a good cover guy. He's a good hitter too. Gets the ball out. Good takeaway guy. I think he's kind of a everything type player. I like the move.
Great here for the Baltimore Ravens. They went out, signed Mark Ingram, and then they also signed Earl Thomas for 4 years, $55 million. Have they improved themselves even after losing the defensive players they lost?
No, I don't think they have. I think they lost too many guys on that defense. I think Earl Thomas is still a hell of a player. I think he's got probably a couple more years left, maybe one or two left in his prime. But no, I don't think they did enough to cover up the losses they had. I think Mark Ingram it'll be interesting to see how he fits in that offense. It's kind of a pistol offense. I mean, he's the type of guy that runs from under center. So it'll be interesting, but I think he is a good experience to back bring in there and compete with those guys and maybe compliment Lamar Jackson a little bit.
Oh, my God. How do you pick the Lions? How are the Lions going to win this game? The Steelers are so hot.
Now to the best team in New York, the New York Jets. They signed C.J. Mosley.
Hey, David.
Suck up that. They signed C.J. Mosley to a giant $85 million deal, and they signed Le'Veon Bell, who didn't get what he thought he was going to get. Great for that team, the Jets.
I give Bell probably a C. Just because I don't think he's going to be the type of player he was in Pittsburgh. I think that's a lot of money for an aging running back. C.J. Mosley, I'd probably give him a B, although that's a lot of money for a linebacker. You know, this is free agency, man. Crazy stuff happens. But, yeah, he's an every-down player, middle linebacker for him. I think that defense definitely needs a lot of help. In New York, I think he's the type of guy that's going to take over, and he can cover, he can stop the run. I think it's a good signing for him.
Anthony Barr re-signed with the Minnesota Vikings at 5 years, $67.5 million. I mean, my thoughts aside from Barr, but great on Barr.
Breasts.
I don't know about the grade, but I think that's way too much money for that type of player. I think he's...
Somebody's being PC.
You know what? I think he's... He's a good player when he blitzes. I think the best thing that he does is get mismatched and be able to go one-on-one with a running back. I think they do a great job of scheming him up to kind of rush free. And I think that's where he shows his athleticism, and that's where he shows he's a good player. But you know what? I've never been impressed with him being a guy that takes on blocks well at the point of attack. I've never been impressed with his cover skills. I think you saw last year when the Rams, he let up 3 touchdowns on guys running right down the middle of the field. I think for the scheme that he plays in, I think Mike Zimmer puts him in good positions. But you know what? I think there's many better options at linebacker.
Letter grade, please.
probably a D plus, C minus.
The drug issue isn't really an issue because I do drugs, so I'm good with that.
So the Packers needed to improve defensively. They went out and got Za'Darius Smith, 4 years, $66 million, and Preston Smith, 4 years, $52 million. Great on those signings.
Za'Darius Smith is a guy that's probably under the radar for most fans out there. I think last year was his first year in Baltimore where he took a big step and, you know, became a really good rusher. When we played there in 2017, I remember looking at Rick Wagner, who, you know, been in Baltimore for a few years, and I was like, who's this number 90 guy, man? This guy's a hell of a player. And he was kind of a rotational guy at that point. So I like that signing for Green Bay. I think that's definitely an area of need for them, edge rush. Preston Smith's type of guy that, you know what, I think they almost just interchange Nick Perry for for Preston Smith. I think they're very similar players. I think they're bigger body types. They're not speed guys. I think they're more power players, better against the run. You know, not going to create a ton of havoc rushing off the edge, but I think he's a solid player.
Double box.
All right, I'm interested what you say about this one. Landon Collins got $14 million annually.
You better watch your mouth.
He's a box safety. I mean, grade that, please.
Well, you know what? If you're calling him a box safety, you know, you put him in the same category as a lot of these linebackers are getting paid a whole lot of money. So,
fair.
You know what? He's an every down player. He's an explosive athlete, man. He can do it all. He plays up in the box. He's an extra defender to stop the run. He's a hard hitter, which I think is kind of disappearing from a lot of DBs out there in today's game. I think he's an every do-it-all type guy, Swiss Army knife, can rush. Reminds me a lot of Harrison Smith from the Vikings, just a guy that you can line up anywhere and he's going to get the job done. I like the signing. I give it B+.
Touchdown, Lakers!
All right, you're an offensive lineman. I'm interested now. I want to move on to those players that signed. Juwan James, 4 years, $51 million for the Denver Broncos. And then Trenton Brown signed a massive deal for the Raiders. Great, those signings.
You know what? I'm really happy for Trent Brown because he's a guy who kind of got lost out in San Francisco a little bit, bouncing around, playing out there, couldn't find a home. Goes to New England and just totally, you know, resurrects his career. I mean, the guy was incredible last year. I think he did have a major benefit of playing for an old quarterback who likes to throw the ball really, really fast. You know, if I had to say anything, I think that would be the one area where I would worry a little bit. Can he sustain the blocks in John Gruden's type of offense where Derek Carr's holding onto the ball? And you know what? Those question marks. But you know what? The guy earned every penny that he got paid. Juwan James is a guy. Didn't really watch a whole lot of them, but you know what? Right tackles are starting to catch up to left tackles in this league. You look at the edge rushers that are lining up on both sides of the ball now. It's no longer a left tackle premier league. Your right tackle has to be just as good.
Wow, that's a great story.
One note on Trent Brown. You get away from Dante Scarnecchia, their O-line coach in New England.
You
I'm
go to
sorry.
Tom Cable. That's the one.
I know. I worry. I don't ever like signing Patriots.
I do too. You know what? I think Trent Brown deserves it. I think you're in that contract. There's definitely question marks about going from Scarnecchia to Tom Cable.
You turn into a pumpkin like Nate Solder.
Well, it's been shown before.
Yes, David.
All right, real quick, Sully's favorite quarterback, Nick Foles, 22 a year. Super Bowl for the Jags?
You know what? You look at what some other quarterbacks are getting paid, man, and it's hard to think that they didn't get good value out of there. The guys want, especially the last couple years, you know what? Time will tell on that one, I guess. You know, we've had many discussions about Nick Foles. I don't think he's a franchise-type guy, but for $22 million a year, kind of right at the average of what starting quarterbacks are making. I you know what? I like the deal. I give it a B.
That was awesome.
And to close it out with this, Lions, Trey Flowers, Jesse James, they go out and get Coleman. Your thoughts on their signing?
Well, I think they filled three really big needs. I think when you look at the style of defense that Detroit plays, I think, you know, it's never been about having a premier speed 20 sack guy a year. It's a coverage based defense, and it's a type of defense that you have 5-6 really good DBs and you got guys good enough up front that can get home. I think you saw it last year with a couple guys that we had with Kennard and with Romeo Okwara, the guys who set, you know, individual records for sacks on the season, you know, and it's coverage based defense. I think they filled two really, really big holes. I think Trey Flowers he doesn't have the flashy stats. His main value comes at his versatility when he can line up over the center, line up over either guards, and create a huge mismatch. And obviously Jesse James, I think not much needs to be said about that. That's a major hole, and I think he's a guy that can step in nicely. I give him a B+ for all moves.